Hello, and welcome to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In today's segment, I wanted to talk about racism. I know I've done a lot of segments on racism, but when I do these segments on that, it's always a specific reason to why I've done it. Either there's something that happened in the world today, or someone that had to deal with some type of issue dealing with racism that I might know, or I've had issues with racism myself. But today, the reason why I'm doing this segment is because of a woman by the name of Tiffany Curry. Okay, she lives in Batesville, Mississippi. She has 5 children. And what's going on here is she is going through a lot where she's living in Mississippi. She has a 15-year-old daughter named Mercedes, and she wants to get the word out about what happened to her daughter. Her daughter's teacher decided to start calling this 15-year-old little girl Dome, and everyone in the classroom was laughing at her. They started bullying this student, teacher included. The mother said that she went to the superintendent's office and they didn't want to hear anything she had to say. She said the school tried to go and get some kind of charges brought up against her for coming to the school, asking them why they bullied her daughter and why they called her dumb. And the police told the school they weren't getting in it. Okay, reason being, I'm sure they weren't getting in it because they knew that what was going on was racism. Okay. And so her daughter fell into depression mode. So she's been self-harming herself due to the fact that she was bullied, due to the fact that her mom has been treated like shit, due to the fact that she's been treated like shit. She's had to get her help, psychological help, because of everything that's been going on in her life, as well as her mom's. And they had a meeting, finally had a meeting with the mother, and the teacher admitted to calling the little girl dumb and everything else that the mother has accused her of doing. Okay. I do know there's a lot of issues in schools these days. There was issues in schools when I was a kid, when I was in school. There was issues when my children were in school. My grandkids were in school. There was a lot of racism. I can remember as far back as when they used to bring black students in from the inner cities, the way that the teachers and the principals and everyone would call them names was ridiculous. And the crazy thing is the kids and the teachers would tell the students that were in a suburban area that lived out there with the white students like myself and other students, oh, we're not talking about you guys. You live out here with us. You're not like those guys from there down there. You know, missing the fact that we're still black, you know. But since we can afford to live in suburban areas like you can, then we're not like those inner city kids. It's a mini day that we had to defend ourselves against racism. I know what she's dealing with. When my daughter was in kindergarten, her racist teacher decided to not let her eat lunch. And I never understood why my daughter would come home hungry every day. And I was like, what's wrong? And she'll say, well, my teacher wouldn't let me eat anything. This is in kindergarten, and she didn't, she went to the, out there where I was residing, they went full days. Okay. She wouldn't let her eat. And then I started checking her bag, her lunch bag again, you know, because at one point my daughter was checking it And she was thinking, okay, well, maybe she just didn't want to eat. So I started checking, and every day what I sent her to school with came back to me, every damn thing, all the way down to the drink. I went up to the school and I told them, I don't know what the hell is going on here, but if my daughter comes home and tells me one more fucking time that she's not eating, and I might add, she was really smart. And this is the crazy thing about it. She had a really nice teacher, a really nice teacher that would call me every day and say, I love your daughter. Your daughter is really smart. She's really advanced. I'm so happy to have her in my class. She's doing well. Okay, for some reason they went to this woman's class and took the black students out and transferred them over to another class where the teacher was racist, and so was the helper, the assistant. And that's where the situation started taking place. Okay. And the teacher kept calling me every day saying, please, you keep fighting for them to put her back in my class. They shouldn't have taken these students out of my class and putting them over there with that woman. That woman isn't right. And I was like, okay, so I kept fighting for her to get out of that woman's class. And it was like hell on earth getting her out of that class. But I tell you one thing, I told her, and I'm not a violent person. I'm not. I told her, not am I own, I'm not just going to get an attorney and sue your school, the district. I'm gonna come up there and I'm gonna beat her ass. Okay? I'm not gonna keep playing these games, running back and forth and doing this and that. If you harm my child, I'm gonna harm you. Okay? That's how I am. And she left her the hell alone. She left her alone. See, some people don't respond to when you're being civilized. They don't respond to it. So you gotta get nasty. And when it comes to my children, even though they're all big kids now, when it comes to my children and my grandchildren, you don't want to fuck with them. Do not fuck with them because I'm very protective. You don't want to cross me when it comes to my kids and my grandchildren. That's a no-no. No one out there should ever want to see that side of me when it comes to what I brought into this world. So I know how she's feeling with the racism, and I told my story because I want people to see this has been going on for so long, and it's only going to get worse. And this woman shouldn't have to be begging on social media for someone to help her because they're not trying to help her. And she's in this area of Mississippi, Batesville, and she's in need of help. So what she's trying to do is homeschool her five children, but she wants them in school. But here's the kicker. They have now banned this woman from every school in that county. Every school that her children has to attend, you're talking about elementary through high school, she's banned. She's totally banned. She can't go to any of those schools. She's not allowed. She can't register her children. And you do know, the parent has to register the child, and they're not allowing her to register her children. So she's trying to homeschool them because she's not allowed to register her kids for school. And I have to stay calm when talking about this situation because this makes no damn sense. It makes no damn sense. There shouldn't be a racist in anyone's school, and in any hospitals. I know you don't know who they are. They're so undercover. They pretend. You got doctors, lawyers, judges, nurses. You have everyone, teachers. It's a lot of racists out there, and they hide behind their titles and they do their dirt. And the sad thing is that here it is, 2022, soon to be 2023, and Mississippi has not changed one fucking bit. That's why I tell people I've gone to Mississippi in my life, I believe, three times and said I don't ever want to go back there. Ever. And it's sad. It's sad to have to feel that way. But when you have a place that just refuses, like Mississippi, Alabama, all these places that refuses to let go of this racism, don't get me wrong, where I'm located, Midwest, the racism is real. Okay, it's real. But they also know who to screw with. Once you put them in their place, which I do, I don't bite my tongue. I will put your ass in your place and let you know. I mean, you want this? You want some smoke? What is it? I'm the most calm person that you'll ever meet. Just don't push my buttons. And it just hurts. It really hurts to see this woman crying out like that because she doesn't know what way to turn. She doesn't know. She's not financially able to really get an attorney right now. So she's trying, but it's been hard for her. So if you could just get the word out about her. Her name is, again, it's Tiffany Curry. She's on social media, TikTok, for all of you guys out there that use TikTok. Her name on TikTok is Tiffany Curry 635. Okay, that's Tiffany Curry, Curry, 635, and she's located in Batesville, Mississippi. She's on TikTok trying to get help for this situation that she's in with her children because, as it stands right now, she cannot register her children for school. Out of five of her children, none of them can go to school due to the fact that she complained about the racism, the bullying from her child's teacher. So they kicked her out, and basically she's been trying to register these kids in other schools, and they've said no. Okay? So they're out of school. School just begun. I mean, it just started, and she's out already. And that's sad. That's sad. So again, people, just go listen to her story. I have to say allegedly, but it is allegedly. It's her story, though. Okay. I'm just someone that's coming to you guys with this, and you can go check out her story. And just do what you can. If you can keep passing it on, then pass it on so that more people can see it, so that they can get to the bottom of this. Because the way they're treating her and the fact that they won't allow her and her children back to any of these schools in her district or in that county is wrong. And she, of course, she cannot afford private schools. So something needs to be done about this. There should absolutely be no teacher out there calling students dumb. I've even watched a video where there was a Caucasian student, a teacher that told the black students, "Oh, you guys are going to die anyway and end up in jail." Now, what the hell kind of shit is that? I've even seen videos where the teachers have called these kids niggers. The schools are doing nothing about this shit. Nothing. The school systems are so broken right now. They're broken. They're full of racism. It's almost a scary thought for people to send their children to school at this moment. They have been also advertising, like, because of the school shootings, they've been advertising bulletproof book bags. Why the hell would kids need bulletproof book bags? This is sad. This is really sad that it's come to this. I know that my daughter just recently told me she lives in the suburbs. The suburbs, as well as I do. Really nice suburbs. But yet they just recently found a gun in a school, a loaded gun. So she's putting my grandchildren in private school. Which, I'm not saying things can't happen in a private school, but public schools have lost their way. And the fact that they also have 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds up in those schools with those children that should have probably by now just gotten a GED. Because I'm sorry to have to say it that way. Why are you 19 years old, 20 years old, and you're still in high school? And you're in there fighting little kids and dating little girls. That's a problem. Okay, that's a big problem. I just think that the school systems need to make a lot of changes. The kids shouldn't be afraid to go to school due to shootings. Back in our days, which I know our days back in the 80s, 90s, you didn't have to worry about guns in the schools. Kids fought, true enough, but it was no guns. It was regular fist fighting. That's it. But now, kids are just bringing these guns to school just for the hell of it. There was, after the school shooting that just recently happened a while ago, where all of those poor students were murdered, there were actually kids under those posts saying that that guy that he did a good job, that he didn't do anything wrong. What in the hell have those kids dealt with? What tragedy? What, I don't know if it's just ignorance or what. What kind of sick individual are you to where you feel that that murderer did a good job by killing all those babies? And the thing about social media, they will kick you off for standing your ground when you're talking about different subjects. They will kick you off when you're talking about politics. But no matter how we all turned in those posts from all those children that claim, some of them claim they lived in the area where it happened. Some of them were just around from different states. They wouldn't take those comments down with those ignorant children glorifying that murderer. Now, if they're sitting on social media glorifying this shit, then who's to say they wouldn't get out and try the same thing that he did? There's no way social media shouldn't have taken down those posts, but this goes back to what I'm saying. They don't care. They take down the wrong things. They ban the wrong accounts. When you're talking about politics or even if you're talking about abortion, like situations like that, or when certain things happen within the world, they take that shit down. They take it down. They don't want you talking about abortion. They don't want you talking about who you might be voting for. They don't want you talking about what rights you feel are being taken away from you. They're gonna take all that down. But when you get into things like people glorifying violence like that, like what those children were doing, they won't take it down. They said it did not go against their policies. So, congratulating a murderer, saying that they're glad he did it, and making fun of those little kids that lost their lives was not against your policy. That's why I say social media is a good thing, and then it's a bad thing. It's good and evil at the same time. It's good because you can promote your businesses. You can get word out about different situations if they don't take it down or ban your account. It's bad because you have the bullying that happens on there, and they won't take that stuff down. It's bad because you have solicitation. You have pedophiles on there trying to get with these little children. Oh, and they don't take that down either. So that's why I tell people every day, watch your children, watch what they're looking at on social media. Be very protective because this is a doggy dog world out there, and it seems like the evil has taken over. Because when you have good people like myself and a lot of others out here that's complaining about all this bullshit that's taking place, they don't want to hear it. It's like they're glorifying it. They're okay with it. And that's sad. So, like I said, I just got on here. I hopped on here to do this segment because I felt so sorry for this lady, the way she was in tears begging for help. It shouldn't be that way because she didn't do anything wrong. Her daughter didn't do anything wrong. The teacher was a piece of shit that shouldn't be a teacher. But you know, one thing I always tell people, and any for all of you regulars that listen to my podcast, I always say karma's a bitch. And no matter when you do your bad, if you're not punished at the time when you do your bad, karma's still coming to knock at your damn door. So if she has children, her child, you know, I say God is a way of bringing you down to your knees when you've wronged others. And I say this, she's going to pay for what she said, either legally or by her karma coming back to bite her in her ass. And no one's going to want to listen to her pleading and crying and this and that, because she should think back to what she did to that child, how she caused that child to go into a depressed mode, and how the child started harming herself, self-harming, because she was so depressed. This is just, it's sad. And I'm tired of hearing stories like this. You have the racism. I mean, this world is so, everything is wrong with this world right now. You have the different diseases, the viruses, the floodings, the wars, the violence, the killings, basically, the theft, people stealing your shit, people pulling up next to you, grabbing you out of your car, taking what you've worked for. We are in some hard times right now, and the best thing that any of us can do is stay prayed up with our prayers. Just continue to pray for our children, our families, our friends, the public, all of us out here that believes in prayer. Because I'm not sitting here saying that everyone believes in prayer. I'm not. I do know. I'm grown up enough to know that not all of us believe in God and not all of us believe in prayer. But I can honestly say that I believe in God and I believe in prayer, and I stay praying for my family, for my children, my grandchildren, for friends and the entire world. I say a prayer for every single day because we need it. Everyone needs prayer. Everyone needs God's protection because what is going on right now is so evil that words can't even explain. And it's only going to get worse. But again, guys, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but just go on TikTok and find this lady. Again, her name is Tiffany Curry. And her name on TikTok is Tiffany Curry 635. That's 635. Tiffany Curry 635. She's from Batesville, Mississippi. If you can get the word out, just pass the video along so that it can get shared and hopefully get shown somewhere, either on a news channel or something, so that she can get some help because she's trying. She's trying everything that she can and she's getting nowhere. Maybe she can get some help, that someone will see it and be able to help her. Okay. Well, it has been a pleasure speaking with you all today. And again, like always, I'd like to thank all of you, my listeners from around the world. I thank all of you. And again, I get all of your emails and I enjoy reading them. And I enjoy your reviews, so keep them coming. Okay. And thanks for tuning in. And until next time. Again, I really appreciate you guys. Okay. Thanks for tuning in to Life as It Is with me, Dora Middleton. Take care.